We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chaf Beis. We mentioned that this halacha is based on chapter 215 in Likutei Moran, which speaks about a number of very important topics, pidyon, and pidyon hakolel, the highest type of pidyon, which can nullify a decree in all 24 courts across the board. And it speaks about the tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the ability to take the Yidden from the lowest, to take people, not just the Yidden, everybody in the world, from the furthest possible distance from Hashem, which is called Shmad. Shmad means total rejection of Hashem, to the closest possible relationship with Hashem and connection to Hashem, which is called Ratzon. And we spoke quite a bit about the holiday of Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Shavuos, a lot about that. Now, Rav Nosson Sal is going to add one paragraph because of the fact that in the previous paragraph, we spoke about Chometz and Seor. Seor means leaven, you know, the thing that causes it to become Chometz. And Rav Nosson Sal touched on that. And we know that in the Gemara, Seor is one of the nicknames for the Yetzer Hara. The Yitzhara ferments our hearts. He spoils. The word chametz is also miloshen chimutz, which means sour, like vinegar, something that becomes sour and spoils. So that's used as a nickname for the Yitzhara. And here, Rav Nosson Sal is going to quote a very famous statement in the Gemara that one of the rabbis made in begging Hashem for help. His tefillah is a one-liner that's very, very special. And Rav Nosson Sal is going to clarify it a little based on what we were learning. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand what the Tana, one of the rabbis in the Gemara, says in Brachos, page 17. He's speaking to Hashem, and he says, Golui v'yadua lefanecha, you, Hashem, know very well, sheritzoini lasois ritzoinecha, that I want to do what you want me to do. Umi ma'akev, so who's the problem? Who's preventing me? Seor Shebeisa. It's that leaven in the dough. It's that dirty rat, the Yetzer Hara. It's his fault. He's the one. I really, deep in my heart, I really want to do what you want me to do. He's the problem. Help me. Help me. Save me. Get him out of my face. Get him out of my life, etc., etc. And we know, in fact, we've mentioned in the past, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that B'chol Yoim V'yoim Yitzroi Shelod Mischade Sholov, every single day, the Yetzer Hara comes at a person with new tricks, with new powers. Paragraph Chaf Beis. The Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, the Gemara says there, if Hashem doesn't help the person, lo yochoy loy, can't overcome the Yetzer Hara. So the Gemara is making it very clear that we need Hashem's help. And this is one of the examples where one of the rabbis of the Gemara is having his spoidedus, he's talking to Hashem, and the Gemara is nice enough to share with us the exact words that he said. And we find this expression used in Likutei Tfilos. This is one of the Breslov mottos in Tfila. This quote, Ritzoini lasis ritzonecha, Hashem, I really want to do what you want me to do. It's that other guy that's the problem. I'm not the problem, Hashem. You don't have to get upset at me. I'm with you all the way. It's that other guy that keeps twisting me and turning me every different way to go against you, Chas v'Shalom. And this ties in with a very famous statement by the Rambam. There's a very old, just about anybody that's learned in yeshiva has come across this, where the Gemara says that in certain circumstances, if you have a husband and wife that really aren't getting along, and the Beis Din decides that the only solution here is divorce, and the husband says, no thanks, so Beis Din says, no thanks, here you go. And they start beating him up and doing other things until he says, yes, thanks. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. There's nothing more that I'd like to do in my life than to give her this divorce. I'll give her two if you want. So the Rambam, why? The Gemara says, because a divorce is something that has to be done beratzon, willingly. Can't do it against the husband's will. So therefore, we have to use different methods to what seems to be change his will, sort of, to convince him that he wants to give the divorce, to make it very, to make very convincing arguments, the black and blue marks all over his body, and everything, that all of that should convince him. So the Rambam asks a famous, famous question. Hold on, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? You're telling me this has to, that's called consent? That's called will? If you beat the daylights out of him and he does, how can you put, and the Rambam explains, this is Rambam, not Sifrei Chassidus, the Rambam explains, every single Jew has a neshama. The neshama, this is the neshama talking. What we just mentioned here, this is that. This is how the neshama talks. The neshama says, Hashem, I want to do what you want me to do. It's just that the neshama many times is covered up with junk. Junk that's been accumulated as a result of the sins the person's done and all kinds of other things that are blocking the neshama from expressing itself. So that when the person says, no, I'm not giving her a divorce, that's not his real will that's talking. That's his averis that are talking. That's the negative side of him that's talking. So what we got to do is we got to move in a little bulldozer or something to clear away some of the junk. When we beat him up or we do other convincing things to convince him, what we're doing is we're stripping away those outside layers and we're letting what his real, real inner will is to come forth. This is how the Rambam explains it. And again, we're talking halacha here, not musar. The law is it has to be given with willingly. And here again, a person, a regular, intelligent, modern-day person sees us beat the guy up and he says, okay, I'll give it. And the guys, and he knows that the rules are this is to be done willingly. A person will say, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. He does. He said 1,000 times, I don't wanna. What are you talking? Just because you got him once to say I'm willing to divorce her, that you're gonna base the halacha. And the answer is the Rambam explains definitely yes. That when we say ani, when a Jew uses the word I, what does he mean? Does he mean his flesh and blood? Does he mean his stomach, his intestine? Who is the I in a person? When I say I want this, I don't want, the I is the soul. The I is the nefesh. That's what's talking. The body is a piece of flesh. It's dead. It's nothing. It doesn't, you know. It's the soul that's the battery, that's the life inside the person. And when a person speaks, there's a pasuk in Bereishis, when Hashem first created man, it says, Vayhi Adam lenefesh chaya, that man became a living being, and the Targum says, Leruach memalala, a spirit that speaks. So when a person is speaking, the real person, the real I, the real self, is the soul. So that sometimes, and you have this especially when people are involved in kiruv, and you start working with a person, kids at risk, or all of these kind of things, and you tell, and the kid says, I don't want religion, I don't want this, and a person who's really experienced hears that, I don't, and he says right afterwards, he really wants Yiddish guy desperate. What are you, nuts? He made it perfectly clear. I know. Those guys, the kids that say I don't, those turn out to be the most religious. Because if he's saying that, it means that he know, you know, there's a whole way of understanding it, etc., etc. So here the Tana says, Ritzoini lasois ritzoinechem. I mentioned many times, I have a good friend, a very close friend, whose father was a Holocaust survivor and a salesman. And he was one of these people who never took no as an answer. There was no such thing as somebody saying no to him under any circumstances at all. And he used to tell his son or other people close to him that the sale begins when the customer says no. When you knock on a door and you're selling vacuum cleaners and that the woman opens up and you say, hi, I'm selling vacuum cleaners. She says, I have 12 of them and the last thing in my life I need is a vacuum cleaner. That's when the sale begins. That's when we see who the salesman really is. If he can convince her that what she really needs, that the 13th vacuum cleaner, that's what's going to make her life complete. And that's what's going to make her kids healthy. Everything, her whole life is going to improve from this. So here, the Tana is saying, Hashem, Ritzoini, Lasais Ritzoinecha. I want to do what you want me to do. It's that Se'or Shebe'isa, it's that leaven in the dough, that Yetzirah, that's Ma'akev. ki hasoer shebeisa hefech harotzein ha'elyon, because that soer shebeisa, that yetzahara, he's the one who's presenting an he's the opposition. He's the one who opposes what Hashem wants us to do. Ve'iefsher lahamtikoi ulavatloi, and it's impossible to nullify him, to neutralize him, kiim alidei heoras metzach harotzein hanal, unless Hashem turns on that light that's called the metzach harotzein. We said chametz, the opposite of chametz is metzach, the same letters. Metzach harotzein means a very high level of spiritual light. V'alkein, and it's v'alkein be'emes, his here, atmoezal, mo'oid, mo'oid. And it's for this reason that Rabbeinu Zal warned us very, very seriously, she'yizoher ho'odom lehizgaber atzmoi mo'oid, that a Jew should be very careful to try very hard, she'yihie lo'y tomid retzoinois toivim v'kisufim chazokim la'shem yisborah, that the person should always have strong desires, a burning desire and yearning, very powerful yearning for Hashem. Even when I can't do anything about it, I'm in the car with my kids and I have to take them for chocolate to buy ice cream, and I'm saying, what in the world am I doing here? I should be in the Beis Medrash learning now. I didn't have his hispodidus yet. I didn't do my whole Yiddishkeit. And here I'm trapped. I'm imprisoned with the kids and they're screaming. And I'm yet... A person, even at a time like that, inside his heart could be, and in his mind, could be thinking, Hashem, I want you. I want to serve you. Wherever I am, the minute I can get to the Beis Medrash, I can't wait to get there and I want to do it. And while I'm here, Hashem, show me how to make this work. Show me how to make it good. Show me how to show my kids how to come close to Hashem. Let me be a good example for them of what a person is connected to Hashem is, that he doesn't lose his cool, he doesn't get angry, all the different things, etc., etc. So Rabbeinu Zal said that a Jew has to always, 24/7, no matter what you're doing or not doing, inside of you there's this burning desire and yearning for Hashem, for closeness to Hashem, and you try to keep that on high whenever you can, all the time. Ki ho ikar hu harotzein, because the most important thing is your desire, what you want. Just like this Tana said. The Tana said to Hashem, what I do or I don't do, don't look at that, Hashem. Ignore that. What I want, what I really want, Hashem, is you. And there are people who say, oh, that's below, that doesn't mean anything. Your action, and the Torah thinks differently. The Torah says that the most important thing is Rotzon. We mentioned the example that Rabbeinu Zal had two mechutonim who were great leaders at the time, Hasidic leaders. And the two mechutonim were once having a conversation between themselves. They both lived in Ukraine and Russia, which in those days, today, you get on a plane, in 3 hours, you're in Ukraine from Eretz Yisrael. In those days, it could have been 3 weeks or 3 months to travel from Ukraine to Eretz Yisrael. And both of these tzaddikim were discussing the issue of going to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them kept saying, you have no idea how much I want to go. I'm always thinking about it. I really want to go. He kept repeating this thing. The other rabbi was listening to it and he was getting bored. And he was saying, you know, what are you draining a cup for? If you really want to go, you go to the boat supporting, you buy a ticket, you get on a boat and you go, period. Someone that was there relayed this conversation that these two rabbis had to Rabbi Nachman, to Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal heard the conversation and he smiled and he said, the rabbi who said he really wants to go, he'll be in Eretz Yisrael. The other one who said, you buy a ticket and you go, he didn't finish the sentence like, he didn't want to say he won't go, but, and that's what happened. And Rabbeinu Zal wanted to teach us the chashivas of this issue of Ratzon. Ratzon is not a joke. If a person wants something, and they really want, and they don't let up, they persist in their Ratzon, even before they do any action, if they keep that Ratzon on a high fire, I want, no matter what, I want Shalom Bayis, I want the right Chinuch for my kids, I want, and they don't let up on it. And any chance they get to speak to Hashem about it, they speak to Hashem. And any chance they get to do something about it, they do it. But even when they're not doing anything about it actively, their yearning, that rotzayin is on high, that person will definitely, definitely be matzliach. Ukimavura bedvorav b'mekoymois rabim ein misbar, as is discussed in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings all over, in countless places, Rabbeinu Zal put tremendous emphasis on this issue of rotzayin. Ve'yoyser mizeh, and even more than what's written in his sforim, hirbo ledaber imonu. Rabbeinu Zal spoke to us a lot about this, even with things that aren't written down. Ki im ha'odom hu kemoy shehu, because even if a person is the way he is, kol zman she'enoy meyayesh atzmoy, so long as the person doesn't give up, they don't give up on going to Eretz Yisrael, they don't give up on having nachas from their kids, they don't give up on succeeding, u'mizgaber beretzoynois toivim, and the person keeps pumping, pushing with good desires. I want to do the right thing. I want to learn. I want to come close to the Torah. I want to fulfill the mitzvahs. That person gives energy and power to the true tzaddikim, she'oiskim tomid lahamshich metzach harotzim, who are busy all the time trying to draw that metzach harotzim from Hashem, trying to draw that spiritual light and energy from Hashem, she'idezeh malim mishmad larotzim. And it's through the efforts of these tzaddikim, they're the ones who elevate the Jews from shmad, from the lowest level, to rotzim. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson says, understand what we're saying here very well. This is very serious. Now, there are people who would say, what are you talking about? I give strength to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's ridiculous. That's nonsense. We say every single day in our tefillah, we say in Hodu, Tenu oz lelokim, give strength to Hashem. And then after that we say, Kel Yisrael hu noisein oiz v'satzumo islam. Hashem gives strength to the people, to the Jewish people. And all the Sfarim write that we, the Jewish people, through our good thoughts and words and actions, every mitzvah a Jew does, every good deed a Jew does, he's giving strength to Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem is lacking in strength? The answer is Hashem could live without us to a degree. He chooses not to. Hashem chooses to put himself in our hands. Lahavdil. It's like a person who's learning to swim or something like that, and the lifeguard tells him, just stand still. Don't move. Don't leave your arms loose. I'm gonna do it for you. I'm gonna push your legs. I'm gonna show you how to do it, etc., etc. Or in any kind of physical exercise, that kind of thing. And the person just hangs loose, and the other person moves for them. Lahavdil, Hashem puts himself in our hands. He wants us to be partners, just like when he created the world. He could have created it that bread grows on trees. He chose not to. It says, Asher boro elokim la'asois. Hashem created the world in such a way, la'asois, for us to do, to give us a share that Hashem's putting in 70% or 90%. He wants us to put in the other 10 or 30%. So too with this issue of retzoinois. So kaviyochel, even by Hashem it says, tnuois lalikim. By the tzaddikim also. The tzaddikim, if they would want, they could take the whole pie for themselves. They could take the whole cake. They don't want to do that. They want us to participate. They want us to be part of it. And therefore they give us this chus, that the more a Jew turns on these retzoinois, these good desires, that fills the tank for the tzaddik. That gives him the energy that he needs to do what he can do, to draw this metzach harotzayin down, to bring a tikkun to the world. V'ze bi'atzmoy ma she'osak ha'tano hanal ledaber lefnei Hashem Yisborach. And this is exactly what that Tana was saying when he was speaking to Hashem. And he said, Goloi v'yodua, you know Hashem very well, that I want to do what you want me to do. Because by this rabbi saying these words to Hashem, he was drawing new energy from Hashem by saying those words. That was even strengthening his rotzoin, making his rotzoin stronger. Sometimes when you say something, the pasuk says, "Kimi de dabri boy, zocher eskerenoi." When you talk about something, it reminds you of it. A person talks about they went to Eretz Yisrael and they came back, and now they're talking about their trip. And as they're talking about it, the person says, "Wow, I'm starting to feel that energy again. I have to go back. I can't wait to go back." By talking about it, that turns on the rotzayin again, even stronger. And by saying those words to Hashem, that Tana was drawing upon himself this he'oras ha'rotzayin, this light of rotzayin, levatel hasor shebe'isa, to destroy the yetzahara, the sor shebe'isa, which is blocking him from fulfilling what Hashem wants. V'chol ze hu inyan hasicha beinoi levein koinoi. And this, all of this, is the concept of a Jew talking to Hashem. His spoydedus shehizir atmorzal oisonu ma'oid belishir, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this countless times. He put so much emphasis on this, this issue of talking to Hashem in your own words. Ki kol inyan hasicha hazois hu bechinas hischaskus harotznanal. Because Rav Nosson says, you want to know what one of the most important benefits is of talking to Hashem and telling Hashem, Hashem, I want to do the right thing? That by saying it, just by saying those words to Hashem, that will increase your adrenaline. That'll give you much more strength when you engage the Yetzer Hara in battle to win the battle. Shayidezeh nimshachol of he'oras hapidyon ho'elyon. Because through by speaking to Hashem in this way and drawing and strengthening the ratzon, the person draws upon himself that light of that pidyon ho'elyon, that top pidyon, which is referred to as ratzon, which can knock out all 24 chords. V'tzorech lihiyos chozok bozeh ma'oid ma'oid b'li shir v'erech. A Jew has to be committed to this and strong about this, very, very strong about this, you know, without any measure. He's saying like this, there's no maximum here. A person has to keep getting stronger and stronger in this issue of lahagbir harotzayin, to increase the rotzayin, by talking to Hashem and by begging Hashem. V'oz, and if a person will follow this path, soif kol soif, eventually, in the end, yizke bevadai, the person will definitely succeed, sheyia nimtak hakoil, that all of his problems and all the obstacles and all the issues will be eliminated, will be sweetened, al yedei koyach hatzadik, through the power of the tzaddik, she'oisek bepidyon hakoil hanal, who's involved in that major pidyon, v'oz yishapech hakoil etoivo. And then everything in that person's life that needs to turn around will turn around for the good. Kishom nestakein hakoil. Because up there in that pidyon hakoil, in that rotzoin, everything can be corrected. That's the place where everything, any problem, gashmius, ruchnius, health, parnosa, everything can be solved. Now in the next paragraph, we're going to touch on something a little bit deep. The terminology he uses is from the Arizal, so it's a little bit, just pay attention, it's not difficult. He wants to bring across a certain point, a specific point, and that's why he's introducing that. This is related to what we spoke about in the previous year, about the fact that on Pesach, the Geula of Pesach and all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim were wonderful. They were fabulous, but it didn't finish the job. At Kriyas Yamsuf, at the Yamsuf, once again, the Egyptians were back for more and even stronger. So number one, it was over there that there was really the grand finale. And even then, it wasn't finished. We find after the Gulas Mitzrayim, We still went into exile again and again. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And we mentioned that one of the main reasons was because there are three tzaddikim that are like the three major pillars of Klal Yisrael: Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and Dovid HaMelech. And we showed how they represent the full spectrum of Kedusha, from top to bottom, all 10 Midos of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the upper three, Yosef HaTzadik is the next six, and Dovid HaMelech is number 10. He's the Malchus. And we said that because at that time Dovid HaMelech was not yet on the scene, that's why things were incomplete. Now Rav Nosson Saul is going to add a little piece to that. And this is why we find in the writings of the Arizal, when he speaks about the kavonos of the holiday of Pesach, she'oz nichnas he'oras Leia barochel, that on Pesach, the light of Leia shines into Rochel. These two names, Leia and Rochel, are used as nicknames for the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem. And when we speak about Shekhinah, we've said this in the past, there are two Shekhinahs. There's an upper Shekhinah and a lower Shekhinah. When we talk about Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, it has two Heys in it. The letter Hey represents female, so that Yud-Kei is referred to as a set, and Vav-Kei is referred to as a set. Yud-Kei is referred to as Abba and Ima, father and mother, or Chachma and Bina, and Vav-Kei is referred to as a set. The Vav represents the Midos of Chesed through Yesod, and the last Hey is Malchus, which is the lower Shechina. Upper Shechina, lower Shechina. We've spoken about this in the past in different contexts. So the upper Shechina is referred to as Leia, the lower Shechina is referred to as Rochel, and there are many reasons for this. In the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, there's pages and pages explaining this and showing how we see this throughout the Torah and why it has to be this way, etc. But the Arizal makes a point of saying that when it comes to Pesach, the light of Leah shines into Rochel. And we'll see why in a minute. V'zeh soid biur chametz. This is the secret of the biur chametz that we do on the night before Pesach, and in the morning afterwards, we destroy shehu beleil yudalit on the night of the 14th. Shehu soid ashlemusa de siara. That's the secret of the completion of the moon. We know that on the 14th of the month is when the moon is getting ready to reach its fullness on the 15th. V'lochein, and for this reason, kol kavonois leil Pesach. For this reason, the Arizal says, you'll note that the Kabbalistic kavonos that relate to the night of Pesach are all tied into Rochel, not Leah. And that was why he said, that was why, that first we have to shine some of the light of Leah into Rochel, but then on the night of the Seder, everything is all about Rochel. And now let's see why. Rav Nosson Saul is going to relate this to what we've been learning here. Ki Rochel bechinas Moshiach ben Yosef sheyetzi mimena, because we know that Rochel imenu represents Moshiach ben Yosef, who is going to come from Rochel. Yosef was the son of Rochel imenu, so Moshiach ben Yosef is coming from Rochel. V'Leia bechinas Moshiach ben David, whereas Leia represents Moshiach ben David sheyetzi mi Yehuda. David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. Shenoilad mi Leah, who was born from Leah. V'chol b'chinas Pesach shu yitzias Mitzrayim gula harishoina, and the whole holiday of Pesach, which is all about leaving Egypt, which was the first redemption that the Jewish nation was zeichet to, ikra al yidei b'chinas Yosef, is mostly in the schus of Yosef HaTzadik. We said before, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu took the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik because that was going to be the battering ram to get him out of Egypt and to get him across the Red Sea and everything. Shehu mizera Rochel. Yosef comes from Rochel imenu. Shezeo bechinas Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. Avol bechinas heoras Moshiach ben David, whereas the light of Moshiach ben David, cannot be revealed at this point in time in its full glory. Why? Ki adayin loy bo haketz. Because the time has not yet come for the final geula, which is going to be through Mashiach ben David. Adarabba, just the opposite. Tzrichin lahastir ulahalim he'oras Leah. We have to hide and cover up the light of Leah, the light of Mashiach ben David. Shemishom achizas hadinim. Because that's a place where the midas hadin is very strong. We know that the female in general represents din. Rochel represents malchus, which is din. The Gemara says dina de malchusa dina. But Leah represents super din. Leah is called bina, which the Zohar Kodesh says is the origin and source of all midas hadin. Ki hadinim me'echozim bebechinas Leah beyoiser. Because the midas hadin attaches itself to Leah more than Rachel, or more than anything else. Kemuva, as the Arizal explains, based on the Pasuk in Chumash, ve'enei Leah rakois, that the eyes of Leah were swollen from crying. What was she crying so much about? That she knew, Baruch HaKodesh, that Yaakov Avinu had two, that Yitzchak Avinu had two sons, and Lavan had two daughters. And she knew that there was supposed to be a shirach between, in this whole Capellia, in this whole gang. So it was obvious that the older daughter, Leah, would go to Esav, and Rachel, the younger daughter, would go to the youngest son, Yaakov. And it says she cried and cried and cried, and through her crying, she turned it around. She got it. She detached herself completely from Esav, and she was also zeichah to marry Yaakov Avinu, not just also, but she was the first. And she's the one who's buried with him in the Moras HaMachpelah. Rachel Imenu is outside, Kever Rachel. Leah is the one who's inside the Moras HaMachpelah with Yaakov Avinu. So Leah, so we see that there was a major Midas Hadin, the Achiza of Esav, the Midas Hadin, was on Leah more than on Rachel. The Midas Hadin tries to attach itself to Leah the most, because she represents this upper Shechina, this Bina. And therefore, when it's not her time yet, when it's not time for Mashiach ben David yet, she's got to stay undercover. Leah has to stay hidden at that time. So that's what he's pointing out here. He says that Adarabba, but just the opposite, when it comes to Pesach, the Seder, the Tzrichin lahastir ulahalim ha'oras Leah, we have to hide the light of Leah. Shemishom achizas hadinim. That's the place where the midas hadin originates from, sort of. Ki hadinim nechozim b'chinas Leah b'yoyser, kemuva. Avol, now he goes on to say, Avol, bazeh tolui kol ha'geula. However, it's based on this relationship, and it's based on this whole situation that the geula is dependent on. When we will succeed in sweetening the severe dinim that are associated with Leah, that process will not be completed until the time comes for Mashiach ben David to be revealed. Sheyetze mimeno, who will come from Leah. Avato, whereas now, She'ein mizgale b'shleimus b'chinas David, b'chinas Mashiach ben David. Whereas now, when we're still at the holiday of Pesach, where it's not yet the time for the light of David HaMelech and Mashiach ben David to be revealed yet, alkein hoyetoykif hanes she'ne'elam he'oras Leah v'nichlal barochel. Therefore, the success of the miracle was dependent on Leah hiding inside of Rachel, in a sense. That the light of Leah had to be inside of Rachel, covered up, in a sense, not visible as an entity unto its own. Sheha'oras Moshiach ben David, Meir Behelem, Bebechinas Moshiach ben Yosef, Sheyetzemi Rachel. So that the light of Moshiach ben David, even though it can't make a full appearance on stage, Moshiach ben David can't say, I'm here. He had to be in the background, in a sense. He had to be inside of Moshiach ben Yosef to give him the ability to do what he needed to do, to help bring about the Geula of Pesach, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and those miracles. Aval afal pika. I'm sorry. Va'alke va'yidei zeh. And this is what brought about the main goal of Pesach, al yidei bechinas Yosef sheyotza miRachel, through Yosef Hatzadik, who comes from Rachel. V'alkein, and for this reason, kol hakavonos b'leil Pesach hu bechinas Rachel. All the kavonos of the Arizal that are related to the night of Pesach all focus on Rachel. Avla fal pikein, but Rav Nosson says, even though that's what it says, avla fal pikein, Meir Shom Behelem Bechinas Leah. Leah is involved there, but behind the scenes, not in front of the scenes, in a hidden way. Shehu Bechinas David. Leah, who symbolizes David Amelech and Moshiach ben David, who are going to come from her. Hainu, Kemoy Shekosavnu Leel. This ties into what we learned previously. Sheikr, listen to this because this is very important. This applies to everything. This applies to Sheikr Kol Hagaulois, that all of the redemptions, all of the successes that Klal Yisrael experiences, Afilu Shel Pesach, even the goal of Pesach, Hakoil Nimshach Meheoras Haketz Achroin, all of it draws its power and energy from the Geula, the final Geula that's going to take place at the end. Mibchinas Moshiach Ben David, Rak. Shehu Behelem. It's just that it's going on behind the scenes. It's undercover. It's not visible. Dover, the light of Moshiach ben David can't show itself, but that's what's sending light to Moshiach ben Yosef. That's what's sending light to all our current Hatzlochas. It's all coming from there. Just like we spoke about the weekdays versus Shabbos. Any Hatzlocha that a person has during the weekdays is coming from Shabbos. The source of all bracha and hatzlacha and parnosa and everything good is Shabbos, which is the geula achrona. Again, we don't see it because what do you mean? Today's Sunday. What do you mean? It happened on Sunday. You don't know that on Sunday we say hayoyim yoyim rishoyim b'Shabbos. Every single day we mention Shabbos to plug the day into Shabbos because that's where it's really coming from. That's where any light in the golus, in the weekdays, is going to be coming from Shabbos. Ve'ikar ha'hizgalus ato hualidei b'chinas Moshe ve'Yosef. However, the revealed light that we see now, the revealed light of Pesach and now, is only through Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Be'b'chinas, as the Torah says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, va'ikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef. It was the combination, this 1-2 combination, this tag team, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik. The canal, as we explained earlier, as we learned earlier. So here again, it's important sometimes to know what you're seeing, what's in front of you, and to know what's behind it, or how it's really happening, and where it's really coming from. Rabbeinu Zal once gave a mashal. He was talking about the fact that sometimes you have people who pretend to be tzaddikim, they make believe, and people come to them and ask them for a Yeshua, and the person gets the Yeshua, and then the person says, wow, I went to this Mekubal, or I went to this Tzaddik, and look, the miracle happened. And Rabbi Nazar said, they don't know that it's like a situation of a kid who's in the forest with his daddy, and his daddy's holding a big rifle, and the kid has his two fingers, his pointer and his thumb, and the kid sees a deer coming, and again, he's watched a lot of TV, so he knows what he's got to do. He stands there with his fingers, and he goes, pow, pow. And he shoots at the deer, and he sees the deer collapse. And he hears the pow, and he sees the deer collapse. And he says, Daddy, I did it! I did it! I shot him, and I hit him! And the daddy smiles. Daddy's hiding behind a tree with the rifle. Daddy shot the deer and killed him. And the kid says, well, I did it. And he's looking at his finger. He's looking to see the smoke. He don't know why the smoke isn't coming out of his finger. Like, but he knows he's got these miracle fingers. He's got this gun in his, you know. Lahavdil, Rabbeinu Zal said, that's the story here. That sometimes the true tzaddik is the one who affects a Yeshua for someone. And you have other people who are pretending. And again, the Yetzirah works it out in such a way that people should go to them and think they're being helped by them, and they don't know that they're shooting with their fingers. The one who's really pulling the trigger, the real bullet, is coming from the true tzaddikim amitim, whether we see it or not, or whether we know it or not. Like we saw here, that the source of the geula is really from the future, from Dovra Melech. paragraph Chavdalid, V'alkein, Kishenoilad Yehuda, Shemimenu Yetze Mashiach ben David, and this is why, when Yehuda was born, from whom will come forth Mashiach ben David, Omro Leah, Leah said, Hapam Oides Hashem, now I really give praise to Hashem. And the Torah says, Alkein Kora Shmoi Yehuda, this is why she named him Yehuda, Al Shem Toida Vohida, Miloshen Hoda, to give praise to Hashem. Zer Remez, this is a hint to us, She'ikr Keitz Hagaula Hu Achroina, Hu Bebechinas Toida Vohida, that the real power behind the final Geula, the future Geula, is going to be this praise of Hashem, praising and thanking Hashem. Shehu Soid Shavuos. This is the secret of the holiday of Shavuos. We said before that the korban that we bring on Shavuos is the Shtei Halechem, which is from Chametz, just like a korban Toda is the only korban in the Beis Hamikdash which also has Chametz. And we mentioned earlier that it's brought in Sforim that there's a connection between Shavuos and this concept of Toida Hido. She'oz nizgale b'chinas raiva deraivin b'shleimus, because it's on the holiday of Shavuos that this highest level of Ratzon is revealed, this Ratzon sheb'Ratzonos, this raiva deraivin, at she'hachometz daiko nishapech letoiv, which is so powerful a light that it has the ability to convert chometz into something good. On Pesach, we have a lesser light, so that light can't convert chametz. The only thing it could do is give us the ability to get rid of it, to get it out of our sight for now. But on Shavuos, we've gone to a new level, a completely new spiritual level, where we can turn the chametz around and bring it as a special sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash. Va'oyle lekorban, and it's brought as a korban. Ki yoinek mi meitzach harotzon kanal, because on Shavuos, we draw from that Meitzach HaRotzon, that highest spiritual place, Shaydezeh Iker HaGeula HaChroina. And that's going to be the main force behind the final Geula that we're waiting for. It's going to be this incredible revelation of this Meitzach HaRotzon. With this, we conclude this discussion about Pesach. Now, Rav Nosson Sal is going to enter into another topic, which he's going to connect everything here, the topic of Kriya Shema, but on an incredible level, incredible new things he's going to show us on this. Hilchos Kriya Shema, paragraph Chofhei here. Veze bechinas mitzvas Kriya Shema, shehi ikr hu emuna hakdoisha, hepech hu avoyde zora, kelacher, kfiros, bechina shema. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand new insights on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is where a Jew really displays his faith in Hashem, Hashem Echad, which is the opposite of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Kfira, Shmad. V'ho'ikr, and in the sentence, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the most important part of that entire sentence, Hu Koitza Da'ois Dalet, is the tip of the letter Dalid, that little droplet of ink that sticks out on the right side on top of the Dalid that differentiates between a Reish and a Dalid. Instead of it being the word Acher, Elokim Acherim, which means idols, the opposite of Hashem, to turn it into Echod, to make it into a Dalid instead of a Reish. Shehu Bechinas Hatzadik Kemuva, that drop of ink on the end of the Dalid, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that represents the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called the koitz of the dalet, the tip of ink of the dalet. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks a lot about this. Shehu bechinas nekudas Moshe. This represents that aspect of Moshe, shemale mishmad l'rotzim, who has the ability to elevate somebody from the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, which is shmad, which is 344, to elevate them to Ratzon, which is 346. How do you take a person from 344 to 346? You need 345. 345 is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's that little drop. You just add a drop to 344, and it goes up to Ratzon. Because through that drop, that tip of the dalid, al yodoy mevatlin umachniim kelacher, that's what gets rid of and defeats kelacher, which is the idols and everything, the lack of faith in Hashem, v'nichlolim bi'echod, and everything becomes part of echod. Shehachiluk beinayim, whereby the difference between the two, the difference between acher and echod, hurak koitze do'iz dalid, is that little drop of ink, that drop, that's the difference between kel acher, which is shmad, and Hashem echod, which is rotzlin. V'alkein tzorech la'arkobe kemuva. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person says Hashem echod, that dalid, you're supposed to hold on to. You're supposed to stretch that dalid a little bit, to lengthen the dalid. Hainu kanal. This ties into what we were learning here. Ki koitze do'iz dalid hu b'chinas hatzadik, shu b'chinas Moshe shemalanal. We said that drop of the dalid represents the tzadik who is Moshe Rabbeinu, who elevates. V'ze b'chinas boruch shem kevoid malchusoy li'olam v'ed. And now we're going to understand the secret of these two statements. The first one is the Shema, and the second one is Baruch Shem. Ki Isa, because it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Shepasuk Shema Yisrael, that the first sentence, Shema Yisrael, Sheboi Chof Hei Oisiois, which has exactly 25 letters, Hu Bechinas Yichuda Iloh. That's referred to as the upper unification. Uboruch shem kevoid malchusoi, whereas the second sentence, yeshboi chovdalet oisiois, has 24 letters, v'hu bechinas yichuda tator, and it represents the lower yichud. If you recall, we spoke a few pages ago that we quoted the Zohar Kodesh, which said that there's metzach and there's metzach. There's the lower metzach, which represents Zeranpin, a lower level, in which you have the whole court system, the 24 courts, which can either be shooting out punishments, dinim, or we can sweeten the din, we can neutralize the din. But then we said there's an upper Metzach, there's Orechanpin, that higher level, there's the Metzach Horotzoim, there's no din at all, there's no judgment, there's no left side, there's only good, only sweetness. So now he's going to relate this to the two lines in the Shema. The first line has 25 letters. The second line, which is Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi, Malchus, Din, has 24 letters, which is called Yichuda Tato. Chof Dalid Asvon Shel Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi L'mvoed, and these 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi, Heim Bechinas Chof Dalid Botei Dinim Hanal. They correspond to the 24 courts in heaven. Shetzrichen lahamtikon, whereby our job, the job of Klal Yisrael, and especially the tzaddikim, our job is to sweeten the din, to eliminate all the decrees that are being pumped out from those 24 courts. How? Al yedei heoras metzach harotzoim, by drawing light from upstairs, from the metzach harotzoim, from the Yichud Eilah, from that high level. Shezeh Nimsha, and who's the one who does that? Who's the one who's capable of doing that? Shezeh Nimsha Chalidei HaTzadik, Bechinas Moshe. The greatest tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're the ones who have the ability to draw light from Ratzon down to Shmad to neutralize it and to convert it, you know, to fix it. V'ze b'chinas ma'shezika oisonu loymar b'chol yoyim pa'amayim shma u'boruch shem. And this is why Hashem has given us this great privilege that twice a day we're zeicher to say shma and boruch shem. Lahamshich b'chinas hamtoka shel yichud eilo, to be able to draw that light, that sugar, that sweetening power from the yichud eilo, from the shma, Shehu Chof Hei Asvon Shel Shema Yisrael, which is the 25 letters of Shema, She Ikram Koitze De'oiz Dalet Echor, of which the most important thing, the drop of ink that could make the whole difference, is that drop of ink on the Dalet, that little piece on the Dalet, Sheze nimshach meheoras rotzayin huelyon kanal, which comes from the highest light, that rotzayin huelyon, lahamshich mishom, to draw light from there, lebechinas chof dalet botei dinim, to the 24 courts, sheze bechinas boruch shem kevoid malchusay lanved, which are represented by the 24 letters of Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyesh boi chof dalet oisis, which has 24 letters, to be able to draw this light from the upper yichud to the lower yichud. So that we could succeed even on the lower level, where there usually is din, in neutralizing all the din completely, eliminating the din totally, the midas adin, from that lower level. Ad sheyizbatlu kol haklipos v'chol hakfiroi shaboilim, till we succeed in eliminating all the klipos and all the kfira. Ad sheyalu kol hanitzutzay sagdoishim shenoflu lamato lamato moid moid, and to allow us to succeed in elevating all the sparks of holiness that have fallen into the tumah, into the sitrach, into the klipos, to be able to rescue them from there. Ad sheyizgairu geirim rabim al yedeze, to the point where we succeed in bringing about many converts, as by rescuing those sparks have fallen out of the ballpark. They're out of the ballpark of Klal Yisrael. They're in the domain of the goyim. As we're rescuing these sparks, we're finding non-Jews who are finding their way into Klal Yisrael, who are coming to join Klal Yisrael. Sheze bechinas avoidas hatzadik bechinas Moshe. This is the main work of the leading tzaddikim, like Moshe Rabbeinu, shemale mishmad lerotzim, who have this ability to elevate from shmad to rotzim. V'chol zehu bechinas memtes yemei asfira, and this is what the 49 days of the counting of the Omer is all about. Because remember, we said when we left Egypt, we were still covered with mud. The Sar Shel Yam, when Hashem wanted the sea to split for the Jews and close for the Egyptians, he started screaming, their idol worshippers and their idol worshippers. Why should I let them go through and kill the other ones? So we see that at that point, we were still a little bit in shmad. There was still that shmad on us a little bit, that lack of faith in Hashem. Until the Red Sea split, that's when we saw Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moy shavdoi. So this is the 49 days of Yomer, mimochoras hashabos, ad mimochoras hashabos hashviyis, which starts from the day after Pesach. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos here. It's given a nickname, Shabbos. So from the day after Pesach, from the second day of Pesach, until the day after the seventh Shabbos, meaning the 50th day Shavuos. Ki bohem oiskim lahamtik toikef hadinim. Because throughout those 49 days, we're involved in trying to sweeten the din, to eliminate the din. How? Al yedei hanofas oimer soirim, by bringing the korban from barley, the oimer sorim from barley, which we've explained in the past, represents din and the whole sweetening of the din. Vayidei hasfira loimer koyadua, and through this counting of the oimer, that affects this tikkun. Kimem tes yemei hasfira, because the 49 days of the oimer heim bechinas mem tes oisiois shebeshnei psukim shel kriyashma. They correspond to the 49 letters of Shema and Baruch Shem. Sheyesh bohem chof hei ois yois v'chof dalet ois yois kanal, which have 25 letters plus 24 letters. Laham shecha hamtoko mebchinas chof hei asvon, to be able to draw the hamtoko, the sweetening of the din, from the 25 letters. How do we know that the 25 letters represent sweetening of the din? De itmar alayu, the Zohar Kodesh says, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Koi sevorachu es bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jews. Koi is 25. That's the bracha that the Kohanim give to the Jewish people. Koi sevorach es bnei Yisrael. We're drawing sweetness, we're drawing sugar from there, lebechinas chof dalet, to the 24, to the level below it, which is the 24 level courts. De itmar alo begolusa, about which the Pasuk says about these, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, that when the Malchus of Hashem is in Golos, when the Shekhinah is in Golos, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlam. Hashem, please do not allow the pauper to come back in shame and embarrassment. When you get a poor person who's going out to collect money to support his family and everything, and he goes out to collect, and he comes back, if he brings what's needed, he comes back with a smile, Baruch Hashem, we have food for today, we have this. If not, Chas V'Shalom, he comes back in shame and embarrassment, that he has nothing to... So there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlam. Dach is another word for poor, a poor person. The first letters of this pasuk, take a look, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlam, spell Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the name of Hashem for Malchus. That's the Shekhinah. Remember? That's the lower name of Hashem. When we spoke about Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So this pasuk is talking about the Shekhinah, which when we are in exile, the Shekhinah is in Golus with us. And the Shekhinah is pleading to be able to return, to be able to Beshuv. To be zeicher to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to go back to our place, to go back to our position of glory. And the pasuk says, Hashem, do not allow this dach, the poor, to return in shame and embarrassment. This term dach is the 24, representing the 24 batei dinim, representing the Shekhinah when it's in exile. It's a state of poverty. A poor person is a person who's in a state of din. The midas ha-din is upon him. That's why poor people very often are people who are angry, nervous, very easily to very sensitive, because when a person's in that state, the midas ha-din is being shoyer on him. He's in this state of... So the 24 represents this dach. The 25 is Koy Sevorachu, is the source of bracha. Our mission, when we say the Shema, we're trying to draw the sweetness, the light, from the 25 into the 24. From the Shema Yisrael, which represents bracha, into the Chof Dalet, into the lower level, to sweeten all the din there. And that's what's also taking place during the 49 days of the Omer. We're cleansing ourselves and cleansing and more cleansing, to prepare ourselves for the wedding, for the Yichuda Ilah, which is going to take place on Shavuos night. Shezeu b'chinas pidyon ho'elyon ha'koylel. This is the whole concept of that upper pidyon, that top pidyon, which we said can neutralize all 24 chords. Va'ayin b'sefer likutei ho'arizal, b'likutei yeshaya, b'daf yudgimel amid beis. Rav Nosnal says, take a look in the writings of the Arizal, the Shar HaPsukim, the places where he discusses, where he speaks about in Yeshayahu, on that Pasuk, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlam, where he explains this whole concept.